too.
Camouflage?
Yeah, old camouflage. They fly around the light too. And then I know about these, since you can speak about eating clothes up. I just can't call it popular name, but I know what you're talking about. You know, eat holes in your clothes.
Yeah.
A moss eater, you know, I mean, I'd call it a moss eater. To eat holes, to go in your clothes and eat holes there, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of you're speaking about a camel fly, the kind of fly that gets in your clothes and might lay its eggs in there, you call that a what?
Well, it wouldn't be a house fly, would it?
No. Have you ever heard of a moth?
Moth fly?
No, just a moth.
No, I don't believe a house. No, just the old house fly and the horse fly that beat out on the cabin.
And a camel fly, right?
Yeah, a camel fly.
Now, what will a camel fly do? Will it get in your clothes?
Well, they'd be around the house. And that's what I was thinking about that light business. Too, they'd be around, old camel fly would be around your light that way. And that's all of them, maybe some light on your clothes around a little bit.
Are they big?
Well, they're not too big. They
got big wings?
Yeah, they got pretty good wings, some of them. Yeah, they've got pretty good wings, some of them.
Okay. Now, what about that fly that you see out at night and it lights up?
Oh, they call it a lightning bug, yeah. Lightning okay. bug. I mean, he just flash and you see him. I mean, that light. The lightning bug.
Now, you were talking about mosquitoes. You got a type insect that has a hard little beak and a couple of pairs of shiny, transparent wings, and it's got a bug eyes, and you see it maybe hovering around a lake or someplace nearby.
Well,
it'll hover and then it'll just take off. Some people say it eats its own weight in mosquitoes.
Well, I don't know what, I'm not acquainted with that, what I mean. I might have seen it, but maybe so many things I just didn't know what to name.
Snake doctor or?
Yeah.
You ever heard of a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, mosquito hawk, yeah.
What's that?
Well, mosquito hawks is them old mosquitoes that go out on the creek fishing. You'd be fishing, they'll eat you up there. You know, they time you hit the woods anywhere with them, them old mosquito hawks will get a hold of you.
Will they bite you?
Oh yeah, man, these mosquito hawks, they in the woods, of course they'll come in around in your home around and bite too. But most of the time you go out there in the woods, you are fishing, you'd have to wrap up now. Yeah, that old mosquitoes will eat you up.
Are they little things?
Yeah, they'd be some small ones, and they'd be some pretty good size.
Oh, you're talking about mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of a skeeter hawk or a dragonfly? You know what a dragonfly is?
No, I don't, but under the mosquito line, it's most of them that bite you when you go in the woods.
Haven't you ever seen that old thing that'll hang around a pond, and they'll two of them will get together sometime? They got shiny, transparent wings and a long, thin body.
Yeah.
And big eyes, and they'll kind of hover for a minute, and then they'll just zip away like that. Some of them get to be that long.
No, I can't recollect. I'm pretty sure I've seen, but I can't recollect.
Okay, a spindle or a darning needle or?
You know, I just can't think on that right now.
Snake feeder?
I see so many types of insect that I've seen, but I didn't learn to name them, you see.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I didn't go too far in school. So I went in school for enough I could name them all, you see. But some of them I learned to name what my parents taught me. But now you can take an insect book there, and he'll give you the name of all types, you see. Well, I didn't go that far to catch all of them. I've seen them, but I don't know what you call them all, you see.
What types of stinging insects, you know, the kinds that fly?
Well, we got a wasp.
What kind of wasp you got?
We got a couple, two or three type of wasp. We got the old red wasp, the old black wasp.